Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Vanished ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
I went back and was looking through his photo album, and this just was like, I just still cannot believe I ain't seen my child in 106 days. And, you know, I can't believe that people are just sitting in jail with so much evil in their heart that they don't feel like I deserve to know where my kid is. Sometimes I have a dream, like, I'd be like, oh, that's just a dream. This didn't really happen. So then when I wake up and realize that it's reality, it's like a flow of overbearing sadness that just falls upon you. And then, you know, since I have a relationship with the Lord, which I am so thankful for, because I would not have ever been made it this far with my son missing. Nobody's children are perfect. No human walking on this earth is perfect. We're going to make mistakes. And if we don't make mistakes, then, honey, we should have been going on with the Lord. What is God going to do with a perfect person down here?
On August 22nd, 2020, 18-year-old Tyrese Gibson left his Jacksonville, Texas home that he shared with his mother, stepfather, and sisters. His intentions were to go hang out with some friends and possibly go to a party. But none of Tyrese's friends saw him that evening, and he never came back home. Tyrese's family reported him missing immediately and began searching for him on their own. But details would soon emerge that were far more horrific than anyone could have believed. I'm Marissa, and from Wondery, this is episode 266 of The Vanished, Tyrese Gibson's story. Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices and audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner, and it's great for my evening walks too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. We all remember that person from high school who was smart and talented, and also the class clown. They had an infectious personality, and everyone liked them, thought they were funny, and knew they were destined for great things. That person was Tyrese Gibson, who was a 2020 graduate of Jacksonville High School, located in the piney woods of East Texas. For this story, we spoke to Tyrese's mom, LaVance, and she shared with us just how much everyone loved Tyrese, no matter where he was or who he was with.
He was always the smallest child. My oldest daughter's not really tall, but his twin sister is tall, and then I'm tall. And so he was always the smallest, but always the toughest. He's just always been a really happy kid. As they got into teenage years, and his twin sister started growing, and he just ain't growing, wouldn't grow. I said, "You gonna grow?" He said, "Don't worry about it, Mama, because one day I'm gonna be taller than both of y'all." And so finally happened, I think he was in the ninth grade, and he finally hit a growth spurt. And he said, "Mama, look now, I told y'all. And so he finally hit it. He finally got to where he was probably just about an inch or two taller than me, always smiling. Me and him almost got about the same type of personality. We just really just go with the flow, and we want to have fun. And always smiling and laughing and joking. You know, you very seldom catch me and my child in a serious mood unless it's time to be serious.
Tyrese also had one of those personalities that was like a magnet. He did well in school, and as LaVance told us, only seemed to find himself in trouble when he had to stand up for himself.
Very smart. grades in school was always off the chain. Those teachers, the only reason they would call me was because his mouth. He wouldn't stop running that mouth. And I said, Lord, this is truly my child. But yeah, he wouldn't stop running that mouth. So, honey, that's the only reason they would call me. And they'd be like, he's so smart. He just will not be quiet. I said, well, girl, I don't know what to tell y'all about that because he ain't finna be quiet. And very debatable. One of his teachers called him an African-American, Lord bless it. He let her know he is a Black American. He was not born in Africa. I was like, I was born over here. I wasn't born over there. But my son made a big debate about it. And she called me on the phone. I remember. And she was like, Miss Hill, Tyrese is being rude. And I was like, well, what is he saying? And she told me that. And I said, well, he's entitled to his opinion. If he felt like, you know, you was in the wrong, he's going to let you know. And that's one thing about him. He is not going to let you fly. And I said, that's why he has so many friends. He's so honest, like a honest parent. I love you, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Whitney, a lifelong friend of Tyrese and his family, also spoke with us. We asked her to tell us about Tyrese's life and what drew her to him as a friend.
His mom, LaVance, is what I would consider like my godmother. So I've always known him. I'm kind of like their older sister, in a sense. From birth, I've always known Tyrese. Like, I literally babysat him from birth up until he was able to watch himself. He definitely was the life of the party, very outgoing, kind of, you know, that one person that you could always depend on to make you laugh, just really goofy and constantly playing, dancing. He definitely loved to dance, and he definitely was into sports. One of my last memories I do remember is we actually had a little kickball game. And so that was, you know, one of the moments that him and I shared before he went missing was just some of his classmates and family. We all gathered at the park and just kind of played a little kickball game. And so it's just kind of a group of kids, you know, high school kids getting together and just wanting to be active and do something positive. And so there will be football games or like little 7-on-7 football games. And in this case, it was like a kickball game. Again, it's more so his personality. Like, he always joked around and, you know, played. Oftentimes, you know, me kind of babysitting them while his mom's at work, you know, we would always play games, and he's very competitive, and he would always want to compete with me and prove that he was, you know, faster and stronger. And so, I mean, just a joy to be around, honestly. I mean, there was never a time where I can recall that he was not in a good, upbeat mood. He was always, again, just like the life of the party, even in serious moments.
Tyrese has a twin sister and also an older sister who was close in age. LaVance told us what it was like raising three kids nearly all the same age.
My oldest daughter is just 11 months older than them. So, you know, they're all the same age for 20 days. And then my oldest daughter changed because their birthday is on the 1st of July and her birthday is on the 21st of July. So they all had birthday parties together almost forever. When you grow up with a house with three children in it, and they're, you know, the brother sister quarrels and stuff that they have, and they were still doing it as teenagers. Him and his sister just graduated this past June. It's so quiet now. It's so. I don't like it at all. It's way too quiet. It's like too quiet because I'm used to them arguing. I'm used to just going to my room, shutting the door, but I can hear y'all arguing. I can hear him hollering. It just became a thing that y'all did because, honey, y'all was in the womb for 9 months together. I said, y'all ain't tired of fighting. He loves horses. Yeah, it was in a little trail ride group called 110 Riders. So he loved horses, honey. Just, oh my God, so much character. I said, some days I just look at my back door and I just be waiting on the bus to run there and say, ma'am, what you cooking? Well, give me mine now. I'm hungry now. I can't wait till the food get done. Me and the girls, we're more like homebody people. He's an adventurous type of person. He likes to go out and do things, and we kind of like to stay at home. And so he always said, y'all boring. All you got to do is sit in this house. And I said, well, honey, I'm comfortable in him. But he likes to have fun. He's always gone. He's probably hanging out with his little homeboys, like I said, hanging out with his girlfriend. He likes to go places and do things. And, you know, I like to do stuff every now and then, but just not, honey, he was an everyday go type of child. But if I say I need them gutters cleaned, yes, ma'am, mama. He'll get up there and clean them, or if I say something about this yard need to be mowed, he'll be fussing whole time he moaning, but he mowed. I said, boy, if you ain't my child, he will fuss, but you gonna do it. I said, Lord, that's what I used to do, fuss, but I done it.
When Tyrese was just entering adolescence, his mom started dating a new man named Gerald. At first, Tyrese was skeptical of Gerald. This is what Gerald told us about the first time he met Tyrese.
When I first met him, he came out the house with a big old grin on his face. He was like, Mama, who is this? This your boyfriend? Then I introduced myself. Then, you know, we joked around for a little bit. Then I went in the house with his mama. At first, he was like, Mama, you don't need no boyfriend. You've been taking care of by yourself all this time. As me been playing the father role in the household, he was like, Mama, I don't know about him. He weird because I was stern and I was strict. But as the time went on, he understood that I was teaching him how to become a man. He respected me a lot. As the time went on, right after me and his mom got married, when I used to get out of work at odd hours of the night, I'd see him in the garage with his friends and stuff like that. And I'd go in there and I'd sit down and me and his friends would leave. And me and him, we'll sit up there. We'll talk for an hour or two. Then when we finished talking, his mom, she'll be getting ready to go to work at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I love him like he was my biological son. And I told him that no matter what situation that it was in, I was going to rock out with him. But if you're in the wrong, I'm going to tell you you're in the wrong. I think that's why he used to come to me and talk to me about any and everything. Because, you know, his best friend, he was telling me something about, man, I ain't worried about nothing. The reason why I ain't worried about nothing no more, because, you know, I finally got my dad in my life. Then they were talking about Rodney. And they said, no, not Rodney. I'm talking about my dad, a juror. And he was totally telling him that he ain't afraid of nothing or anything like that because he knew that I was going to protect him.
After graduating high school, Tyrese spent his summer enjoying time with friends and was preparing to start at a local community college in January 2021 with his twin sister.
Being a 17-year-old, because he didn't turn 18 until July the 1st, being a 17-year-old, running up down the streets, hanging out with his little friends, his little girlfriends, we probably seen him when it was time to take a shower or time to eat, and then we didn't see him no more that day. Him and his sister, we're going to start in January. She's going into the nursing program, and he was going into accounting because, honey, he wants to be an entrepreneur. He's all about his own business, so very smart.
Tyrese's friend Whitney told us that Tyrese had expressed to her about his plans for the future after high school.
I think he was definitely going to, of course, work that way he can have steady income, you know, while he came up with his plan on, you know, whatever business venture he was going to get into. He definitely did not want to work for anyone else. He had the mentality of being his own boss and, you know, really just trying to find his niche in starting his own business. And so that was kind of what was his next plan after school, was to start his own business. He didn't really specify exactly what that would be, but he was very vocal about, you know, being his own boss and, you know, managing, you know, his own company and things like that, kind of build something from ground up.
August 22nd was a predictably hot and humid day in Jacksonville, but Tyrese wanted to spend his time out with friends instead of cooped up in the house, as he had spent much of the year as the COVID outbreak continued to threaten the nation. Tyrese's mom, LaVance, told us how Tyrese spent the evening before deciding to go out.
I remember I got up to go to the restroom. He was in there brushing his teeth and brushing his hair. I said, what you doing? I'm going to go somewhere. And he said, what you doing up? It's late. And you know, honey, I get up early. So late for me is like 9 o'clock. He said, well, I'll see y'all later. So then I went in there and I got in the bed. I said, all right, be careful. And I went and got in the bed. And then he went in there and sat down with my husband. And my husband was in there playing his PlayStation. All the time that they've had, because we have 2 PlayStations. So all the time that they've had these PlayStations, my son has never sat down and played. And on that particular night, he sat down and played the PlayStation, and then My husband said his phone beeped, and he was like, all right, well, I'll see y'all later. I got to go. Because he was going to a party with his friends. That was around between probably like 9:30 and 10, because I know I went back to sleep. And so on the next day, which I had went work, because that was a Saturday night. The Sunday, I went to work, so I was gone all day long. I didn't get home until late in the evening. And so once I got off, you know, I had all these phone calls and stuff. Haven't seen Tyrese, and I'm thinking, huh? And I was like, no, I haven't seen him. I said, did y'all call his phone? And they was like, yeah, we called his phone or whatever. And
Tyrese and his stepdad, Gerald, had been playing video games that night when Tyrese said that he was going to go to a party. This is what Gerald told us he remembers about that evening, and one thing he can't let go of.
7, 8 o'clock, and I went to our dining room and started playing the PlayStation. I say he came in by 8:30, changed clothes, took a shower and stuff like that. When I seen him, it was about 9:15, 9:20, something like that, when he came in the dining room where I was at. He was like, man, you don't know what you're doing. I'm like, man, what you talking about? Man, you weak. I'm like, man, you crazy. So me and him going back and forth. Then I'm like, man, you can't beat me. Okay. So I chunked him the joystick. And the reason why I'm going to cherish that moment to the fullest is because the way I work, I didn't have time to play video games with him or something like that, because when I came home, either we having a father son talk, or we just talking about anything. But that night was the first time since I known him, me and him sat down and played the game, played the PlayStation together. And I'm sitting up thinking to myself, like, okay, man, I can get used to this, you know what I'm saying? Me and my son, you know what I'm saying, we battling each other on this night. I said, yeah, I like this. And, you know, he kept checking his phone. I said, man, what's up? And he's like, well, I got to go to a party. They going to come pick me up. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be back. I said, okay. So he kept looking at the phone. And I guess him and Brianna were texting back and forth on that Snapchat. Then he went outside. Then he came back in. I said, you gone? No, sir, not yet. I said, well, let me know when you can get released. It was closing about 9:30-ish. He was like, well, I'm going to go. I said, all right. Well, be careful. He said, yes, sir, I am. And he shut the door behind it. And I usually get up and walk outside so I could see who he left with. And I just went to the door, made sure he locked the door. And that's the last time I seen him. And I never forget the smile that he gave me when he was walking out that door. And then when it replayed in my mind, it's slow motion.
When Tyrese wasn't home Sunday night, when LaVance finished her shift at work, she started calling all of the people who may have seen him or been with Tyrese. One person she spoke to is one of Tyrese's closest friends, and he told LaVance what he knew of Tyrese's plans Saturday night.
I finally talked to the young man that is like Tyrese's brother, and he was like, well, Mom, Tyrese has showed me a picture of this girl that he was going with. He's going to meet this girl. Honey, these little boys, bless their little hearts, and they see a pretty face and they just act like they can't control themselves. He went to meet with the little girl, his friend said, and so I'm on Facebook trying to find the little girl, and finally found her. And I'm going to call him his brother because I treat him like he's my son. His brother came over and he was like, that's her, Mom, that's her. So I messaged the young lady on Facebook and let her know I needed to talk to her immediately. And that was prior to me posting her picture on Facebook asking, does anybody know this young lady? She was the last one seen with my son, and I need to get in contact with her. I did talk to her at like 4 something on Monday morning because I didn't sleep for like 3 days. I didn't actually lay my head down and go to sleep. I sit on my couch saying, my son will be home. I'm going to wait on him because he's probably going to be hungry. I'm going to wait up. So the little girl called me at 4 something on Monday morning. I asked her, has she seen my son? She sit on that phone and told me, oh, I picked him up, but I dropped him off at some apartments. So I'm asking you where. You told me over down by Posado. So then I'm steady calling around trying to find out. A few days pass, and then all of a sudden, a whole nother story come out that you dropped my son off and a whole bunch of boys jumped out of a car and started beating him up.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't settle for that one doctor that isn't really addressing your needs. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. And you can even search by location, availability, and insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. I use this and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/vanished and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/vanished. ZocDoc.com/vanished. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. I've been using Greenlight with my older two kids for years. One thing that I love about it is that I can set up recurring or one-time chores, customized to my family's needs, and then my kids earn an allowance to reward them for a job well done. Not only does it motivate them to actually get the chores done, but it also teaches them a bit about financial literacy and independence. They're learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/vanished. That's greenlight.com/vanished to try Greenlight for free. One more time, that's greenlight.com/vanished. Whitney told us how she learned that Tyrese was missing.
I remember I found out it was that he went missing. Last he was seen was that Saturday. And so about Sunday night, about 7, my mom actually called me and told me that his aunt, who is very close friends with my mom, said that, you know, he had been missing. No one had heard from him all day. And so at that point, I reached out to his mom, and of course, she confirmed. And then just via social media, there was different posts asking that if you know his whereabouts, to just have him to call his mom. And so that's kind of how I found out. And then, you know, I ended up going to sleep that night and then just waking up the next morning, hoping, you know, that, oh, you know, his phone was dead. He just maybe with a girl in this case, or, you know, and only to realize that he was still missing. And so I remember that Monday waking up, and I couldn't even focus and work. And so I actually took off that day because they were putting together some search parties. And so that Monday, I remember going out and kind of just looking around here, you know, locally, even going to Palestine and kind of looking just to see, you know, if there was anything that I could do to help in locating him. So, and then from there, you know, it's just been a continued effort into finding, you know, information about his disappearance.
LaVance and Tyrese's other family members continued to look for answers and pressed the police to work Tyrese's disappearance more actively. One police officer told LaVance to keep calling Tyrese's phone, which was also missing, as that could potentially lead to important clues about what happened to him. When we talked with LaVance, we asked her to tell us more about that.
After we went down there and reported him missing, it was a sergeant. He told us what we need to keep calling him. Well, Tyrese's phone, I guess they had took his SIMs card out or said, you know, on the iPhone, I guess if you say it's lost, then the phone won't work. So it kept going to like saying, it wasn't even saying like this person, like the phone was disconnected, like no phone service at all. So we was trying to go back and look at the call log and stuff, but the police officer said, well,
give him the phone number, what the last number that was on that call log. And we gave him that number. And when he called that number, it was ringing. It'll ring on the voicemail. Then that Monday, when they tried to call the number sounded like you've been
disconnected.
It was changed.
When we talked to her that Monday, we talked to Brianna that Monday morning at 4 something. And that's when she was telling us she did pick him up and that, oh, she dropped him off at the apartment. She in a little gold car.
First she said she didn't know where she dropped him off.
Yeah, she did. First she said she didn't know. Then she said she dropped him off right here. But then, like I said, the police officer, he said, well, they kept calling that number and kept calling. And then he was like, well, nobody's answering. And then he tried to get AT&T to give him, like, Tyrese text message stuff. And, honey, you already know, it was like a hoop of fire. I ended up having to go online and try to figure all of it out myself because they wouldn't even give it to us. They said we had to have a subpoena in order to get our own call information. And I said, so, you know, that wasted days. Once we got it, we looked. Because let me tell you, I strongly suggest people not to let their children have Snapchat. Because Snapchat, you read something and it's gone. They keep it in their server for 30 days, they said. And of course, when you're working with me, I don't really know nothing about this stuff. I just know I got a Snapchat. All I do is go in there, post a picture, and get off. I don't know about all the logistics and getting in there and finding messages. But the little girl had went and blocked Tyrese and took him off her Snapchat. So the messages was gone. Because I went and got a new Sims card to put off in his phone, in his old phone, because, you know, they took his new phone. He had just got that phone. So they took it and threw it. God knows where. We done a find your phone thing. And it said it was somewhere in Jacksonville. And so we rolled around and we never found that phone. And it just happens to be the same day that the Brianna girl came to the police department in Jacksonville to make her initial statement, which was Monday the 24th, she came to Jacksonville, and then all of a sudden that phone started pinging off her towers in Jacksonville when her and Cameron Sheed came up here to Jacksonville to make a official statement. So the police, and after that, I think that Tuesday, they was like, oh, well, this must be serious. He must really be missing. So we went to Palestine, and we was doing searches and everything, and we was looking, and finally, what about 2 weeks later, after my son been missing for 2 weeks, I guess they kind of was like, oh my, he actually is missing.
Then that's when they came to us, asked us to give them all the information that we had.
And so we gave them all the information that we had, and, you know, Texas Rangers and the Marshals and the Sheriff's Department, and everybody was working on it.
In the weeks after Tyrese disappeared, 28-year-old Cameron Sheed, along with 18-year-old Brianna Jimenez, 22-year-old Derek Hicks, and a juvenile male, were all arrested and charged with aggravated kidnapping, which is considered a second-degree felony. All remain incarcerated awaiting trial on $750,000 bond. One of the arrested individuals, Brianna, is the young woman believed to have driven Tyrese to Palestine, knowing he was being set up. We weren't able to interview the investigators with the Jacksonville Police Department, who continue to look for Tyrese and other evidence that may lead them to answers. The chief of police responded to our request for an interview with the following. We will have no other comment or further information other than the press releases we have already sent out to the media. Tyrese's mom, LaVance, feels that the police may have taken things more seriously from the beginning if the circumstances had been different.
From that moment when I talked to her until this moment now, I still have no clue where my child is. With the four people that has been arrested, which, you know, one of them is a minor, and the Cameron Shed and the Derek Hicks, Cameron, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you because that's all I know how to be. Cameron, you're on probation now for robbing a game room at gunpoint. How do you get 3 years probation for robbing a store at gunpoint? They stay out there until they do something to somebody of importance to them. And that's how I feel. If this was the governor's son, oh, honey, these folks would have been locked up, hung up, strung up, because that's how it goes. Sometimes in life, it depends on who you is and who you know. But they don't understand. I know who know everybody. So that's how I know the things are going to be taken care of properly. The Lord gonna take care of him. But I don't understand why this man was even walking around on the street and you done just robbed the store. So I said, LaVance, let the Lord deal with it. Then Hicks boy, he's a dope dealer. The minor was selling drugs because prior to that happening, they saying that this happened, this was like a retaliation because supposedly Tyrese and a little boy, and I say supposedly because I wasn't there, robbed this one little boy of edibles, girl, and you know I'm so loose-minded with the way that these kids talk, that when I first heard it, I thought it was the fruit. I said, why he need to steal some fruit? I'm not understanding. But said they supposedly robbed them. That was on that Thursday, and so they came back that Saturday. I guess they had to wait till Friday to get their plan together and come back Saturday to kidnap him. I have no clue where they picked him up at, but I talked to the young lady's grandmother, and she's a very good lady. She really is. You know, we raise our kids. At the end of the day, they're going to make the decisions that they want to make. But with a decision that's life-changing and you can't take back, you don't want to make those kind. You only get one. You only want to get one life. If somebody comes and takes something from you, it's replaceable. Life is irreplaceable. You can't replace somebody's life after you've done something detrimental.
While researching this case, we heard a couple different stories about the reason why these people allegedly jumped Tyrese. One was the story you heard from LaVance. They claimed he had robbed someone of edibles. We also heard that they thought Tyrese had some money or marijuana on him that they planned to steal. While speaking with Tyrese's sister Tyshawna, she told us that Tyrese didn't know all four of these people, but may have been acquainted with one.
I don't think he really knew him. Oh, he played basketball with them one day in Palestine. Yeah, they all used to go up there and play basketball. They used to come down here and play basketball. They were saying that they shot him, beat him up. Somebody said that they jumped him at the park, then just left him there.
And while Tyshawna, their mom LaVance, and others acknowledge that Tyrese may have occasionally smoked marijuana, they have no reason to believe that he ever sold it or spent time with people who did.
Yes, he smoked. No, I ain't never heard of my brother stealing marijuana before. Because people keep saying that's the most story that I've heard the most, that people jumped them. They said that my brother stole something from them. I think they said it was some weed or marijuana. Somebody said that they jumped him because they knew he had money, so they was going to just rob him. But I think it just went in a different direction than what they wanted it to go.
When Tyrese left home on August 22nd, LaVance believes he got into the car with Brianna, who drove him to Palestine. According to LaVance, she believes this was part of a setup that had been planned to harm Tyrese.
I think that she came and picked him up. They already had the intentions of possibly hurting him or jumping on him. And when they came and picked him up, the little girl, because I was told that there was another girl in the car, and now I know it was true, came and picked him up. She took him to wherever they told her to come and meet them at. And then the part that's confused me is, how did he get there? And then why he didn't get out of the car and take off running when he got there? Or did they just stop and they were just sitting there, and then they just opened the door and snatched them out and started jumping on him? You know, I'm wondering if they hit him with something or knocked him unconscious and then took him and chunked him in the trunk of their car and then took him to Palestine. Because I know he didn't willingly ride to Palestine with that little girl that came and got him because he was going to go to the party with his friends.
Another person we talked to during our research on this story was Tyrese's cousin, Aaron. Aaron shared with us what he has heard happened to Tyrese the night he disappeared.
From my understanding, the day before, that night before he came up missing, you know, with them trying to be young boys or whatever, it was one homeboy that he knew. They knew them, but Tyrese knew nothing about him. The other dude called him and told him, hey, I need this, I need that. And so they come from Palestine to Jacksonville to meet the dude to call him and set it up through the Snapchat. And before they get there, he tells Tyrese, hey, these are ones that try to rob me and pull a gun on me. So Tyrese and them thinking they protecting him, they run to the car with him. And the dude get ready to pull a gun. So they see the gun, just fired a shot, and it went through the car, supposed to graze the dude. But they grabbed a gun and took off running. So they grabbed a dude's gun in the car and took off running. The next day is when they send the girl to hit him up and lure him out so they can pick him up. You know what I mean? The young gentleman, the 15-year-old, his daddy, and he put on Facebook and everything else saying, if you graze my kid, you're going to die. That's my only son. I kill you, whatever. The one that originally set him up told him he didn't know what happened. They robbed him, too, and put the blame on them, and the dudes come to Jacksonville and got it.
Brianna, the young woman who was believed to have picked up Tyrese and taken him to these other men, she gave a voluntary statement to the police, which helped get the ball rolling and arrests made. But for Tyrese's cousin Aaron, he believes that she thought that if she told on the others, that she would be allowed to walk free.
She thought she was going to be the innocent one. I didn't do nothing. I just dropped him off. But she don't know from the time you pick him up in his front yard and drove off with him, you was involved everything to happen all the way to the court date.
The Vanished is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up after the winter, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. It's a good time to think about the right amount of socializing for you. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you prefer more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. A therapist can help you learn how to set boundaries so you feel empowered to be the best version of yourself. Everyone can benefit from therapy. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/vanished today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vanished.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And I was thrilled to learn that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I now have several items from Quince. I love their cardigans, pants, and shirts. I find their pieces to be easy to mix and match, and also to dress up or dress down. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/vanished for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/vanished to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/vanished. Since Tyrese vanished, rumors have swirled both in Jacksonville and Palestine, the town southwest of Tyrese's home, where he is believed to have been taken. When we talked to Tyrese's stepfather, Gerald, he told us about some of these cruel and terrible rumors. Just note that when we caught up with Gerald for this interview, he was at a family volleyball game, and you can sometimes hear kids in this clip.
I heard that they shot him back of the head once, shot him in the face twice. They burned his body. Then I heard rumors that each last one of them took turns shooting him. Then they went up, cut up his body, threw it in the river. Then I heard they shot him, burned his body for 2 days, put it in the barrel, took the barrel over upside down and buried.
Tyrese's friend Whitney has also heard several disturbing rumors. She told us that she's not personally aware of whether or not the gossip circling the community has any truth to it, but that it's very grim in nature.
Of course, there's been multiple rumors from, in some cases, sources that I wouldn't really consider reliable, and then other cases, I just don't know what to believe, but from what I understand and what kind of the information I've been given is that the female individual picked him up in her vehicle. And then, of course, that was the last that anybody knew who he was with, and that there was some sort of situation that occurred, like some sort of physical altercation that occurred. And the individuals that are currently under arrest for the kidnapping were somehow involved in the altercation that now has resulted in him being missing. But I don't know the details as far as what the altercation consisted of or, you know, any details. To be honest, I try not to really think about the worst. I just want to be hopeful and obviously hope for the best. But I honestly haven't gotten that deep into what could have possibly happened, but just that the individuals that are arrested, in fact, had something to do with his disappearance. The one thing that has stuck out to me is that people saying that he won't ever be found, you know, that's definitely heartbreaking. What has been said, and, you know, some of the things that I've just heard through hearsay has been just so disgusting that they potentially did do to him that I can't even imagine, honestly. Some of the rumors that I've heard is that there was like a gunshot wound to his, you know, body that obviously did or could have resulted in, you know, his death. And then the disposal of the body is kind of what just makes me cringe. In some cases, I've heard that it was buried, dropped into a local or nearby river, that it was even burnt. So those are kind of the rumors that I've kind of heard that's kind of been circulating here, you know, in the East Texas area. Honestly, I haven't heard much, specifically because there's kind of like an age gap. So it's not necessarily a group, you know, individuals that I would socialize with. But the juvenile, from my understanding, and I don't know if this is facts, but that his father just recently got out of prison for harming, I don't know if it resulted in death, a teenager. And so, you know, obviously that lends some sort of, I would hope that you would not advise your child to, you know, commit a crime.
For over 4 months, the four people who law enforcement and prosecutors believe kidnapped Tyrese have been sitting in pretrial detention in silence. As far as Tyrese's family knows, none of them have come forward to talk to investigators, prosecutors, or anyone about their role in what happened that night. When we talk to Tyrese's friend Whitney, she says she doesn't think that any of the arrested individuals have agreed to cooperate with investigators, and that LaVance has been frustrated with the lack of movement in the case, but understands that the investigation remains ongoing.
From my understanding, they haven't gotten anybody to crack or break that they have in custody, and I don't believe that they presented them with any sort of deal or anything like that. And so from just hearing conversations, I believe that, you know, this is going to be one of those cases that goes to trial. But as far as the investigation, I know at one point his mom was not really satisfied with the amount of effort that was being put into her son's disappearance, but she was constantly reassured that they are doing everything that they, you know, can. But obviously being a mom, nothing's really going to be enough until your son is returned. I think that she, for example, there were a couple of times where the community wanted to get together and kind of do some search parties, and the authorities suggested that that didn't happen in case they were to tamper with any sort of evidence. So that effort was called off just, you know, within a week, I believe, of his disappearance. And so I think that that did impact her, and that, you know, it's like we should be doing everything we can to find him. And granted, I'm sure there's a process that the authorities need to follow, but she at some point, you know, felt like more could have and should have been done. But I'm glad that we do have some suspects arrested. There has been mentioned that there are potentially other suspects that were involved and could potentially be arrested as well.
Whitney believes that one reason no one has come forward with information or agreed to talk to authorities is because of fear that they may also be victimized due to the history of violence in one of the defendant's families.
Just talking with LaVance, and just the things that she's heard is that this family, I guess they have a reputation in that town that they're from, in Palestine, that they are known to commit crimes and not really have to pay the consequences for anything that they do, and that a lot of the citizens are fearful, and that some people may have information that's valuable, but they're not going to come forward in fear of like retaliation. That obviously makes the situation even more sensitive, that people would know information and not come forward and give, you know, information that would be helpful. Just with, you know, not really making any progress in locating him, I want to be hopeful, but just the facts of the case, I honestly don't believe that he's going to return.
Each day of silence with no sign of Tyrese is frustrating for his family. However, the arrested individuals and their community haven't been completely silent. LaVance told us about some of their cruel actions directed at her and her family.
When they get mad at me and get on their social medias and cuss me out, what you mad for? Y'all took my kids. What y'all mad for? So that you mad because y'all guilty. Guilt and anger ride hand in hand. I continue to do what I've been doing and just pray for them because they're sick people. They're sick. I've heard about, you know, when this stuff takes place, you tend to dig into people's family life to see what's really going on because, you know, folks say, oh, her kid was this and her kid was that. I said, well, let me tell you this. What is your kid? I said, if you're going to point the finger at somebody else's child, willing to take responsibility for what yours do.
Ever resilient and strong, LaVance attributes this hateful behavior to societal changes that have taken place since she was a young person.
People these days, they don't operate like I did when I was younger. When I was younger, you know, we used to get a whooping down the block, honey, and go back up the sidewalk to the house, and you finna get your butt whipped again. And big kids, they act like they had no fear of their parents because the parents nowadays tend to try to be more of a friend to their children instead of a parent. And that's why they don't respect, a lot of the children don't respect their parents because they feel like, well, this is my homeboy, this is my homegirl. No, I am your mother. My kids knew which button, they know which button to push to get this face riled up and this mouth too. And I tell them, hey, you don't like my rules? Honey, there's plenty of jobs out there and there's plenty of doors in this house that you can exit through. You're going to respect me if you're going to stay under my roof. That's how that's going to go. It's one thing for me. You know, if my kid robs y'all, y'all could have talked to me. Whatever he owed, I could have paid y'all. But I guess with them, it's more since their whole, you know, their family line is like drug type of stuff. You know, maybe they felt it as a disrespectful thing. I don't know, because I ain't never dealt in drugs. I've always worked my whole life. That's why I tell everybody, my son shouldn't even know nothing about the street life till he started hanging around certain kids, because I've worked. That's all they've ever seen me do is work for everything that we have. I think that they, he might have tried weed as far as anything else. No.
Despite receiving so much hatred, LaVance told us that she holds no grudges and has forgiven each of the individuals.
I've forgiven those people because, you know what, how can I bear to stand and look at myself in the mirror knowing that I have hate in my heart for somebody? I would be no better than them if I stand in my mirror and say, well, I hate y'all. I wish the same thing happened to y'all. No, because God is gonna take care of it. I don't have to wish no evil or nothing on y'all because I'm not putting nothing on y'all that I don't want to come back to me. As me and my family, we pray for these people's salvation. We pray for these people's souls because they lost, you know, and it hurts that a young lady had an opportunity to say, hey, dude, you might want to get out because I don't know what they're going to do to you. So then as I started thinking about that, I said, she's going to take full accountability for it just like them because she came and picked him up and she had just as much opportunity, more opportunity to handle the situation different than they did because she could have told him from the moment he got in the car with her that I don't know what they're going to do to you because y'all already had it planned. Y'all came up here. And y'all did what y'all did. And now everybody want to run around talking about they ain't done nothing. This is how much I want the truth from God. I prayed out of my own mouth. If these people were innocent, that God set them free. They still in there. My hands are clean. I don't got nothing on my hands. I don't have no blood or dirt on my hands. They clean. I'm praying for y'all to get out of jail. But the Lord said, no, that's where y'all supposed to be. As far as those four people who are locked up, they're exactly where they deserve to be. They don't never deserve to come out in there because if y'all can sit around and plot up that y'all are going to go and take somebody's child and do God knows what with their child, y'all will do it again. If you get away with something once, you'll try it again and again and again as long as you're getting away with it. That will never, my mind will never change it. I want them to serve the rest of their lives in there. They don't deserve to even be out here hurting other people's families, dismantling other people's families.
Tyrese's stepdad, Gerald, also wants to see the people responsible for taking his son held accountable. But he feels that bringing Tyrese home is equally as important.
We'll never be able to heal. We'll never know how to move on from this situation. It'll be just like the first day he came up missing. I just want answers where my son is, where our son, and go from there. I will be
able and willing to make a plea bargain with the people that he is incarcerated to lead me to our son, and their plea is life in prison. I feel like there's no reason for these people to get out and be a threat to the society again. It's not my position to judge them. I do forgive them. I don't hate them or anything like that. I just hate the fact that they let the devil use them to do something evil. I pray that these kids get their life right with God and ask the Lord for forgiveness and repent. But they have to realize they have to suffer the consequences before they can move on with their stuff with the Lord. I hated the situation happening like this. Y'all let me know that my son's life, it wasn't nothing. Y'all just had it made up in your mind that y'all gonna come up here, do whatever y'all did to us, and take him back to wherever y'all took him. She had time to think about it. That's about a 30 to 40 minute ride to think about it. When she got him in the car, Tyrese, you need to jump out. You don't need to be in this car. They gonna do something to you. My wife talked to this young lady. She chose not to tell.
Gerald told us that he and his family choose to keep Tyrese's spirit and memory alive, even though they don't know what happened to him or where he is. When we spoke with Gerald, he told us about a touching vigil that was held for Tyrese at the family home.
We were just sitting around talking one night. When I came up the concept, I think Tyrese was missing for about a week. I said, I want everybody to change cell phone light on, and we gonna call it. Light up the night and find Tyrese. And what we did that at home. We formed a big old circle in the driveway because we got a nice size driveway. We formed a big old circle, and everybody that was there that wanted to say something, anything that he used to do, he used to say, got in the middle of the circle. We just told the way he was. So much laughter, so much joy. And you know, we was emotional. It's touching because our son touched so many people that still continue to show love to me and my family.
Gerald says he continues to struggle. He finds himself even more protective of his family and doesn't want to burden others in times he becomes emotional over what has happened to Tyrese.
Since he's been missing, I've been hard on myself because I feel like I failed my family because I didn't protect them. But everybody tell me I can't be hard on myself like that because he left the house. But I still have that in my heart. I still hurt. I still cry. I don't cry in front of my wife. I get up in the middle of the night. I dream about him. And when I wake up, I'm emotional. And I go to the bathroom, shut the door, and I cry. It's not a day to go by that I fight not to cry at work, not to get emotional at work, or anything like that. When I'm at work, I have a partner named Lawrence Tennyson that I work with. And he was like, "You all right, Joe?" "Yeah, man, I'm just thinking about my son." I said, I got you. But every time I get in that mood, he was like, "Hey, take your time, man. If you need to, go to the bathroom. Shut the stall. Have your little moment." And sometimes I do it. Sometimes, you know, I wipe my eyes before my tears fall and just keep on working because I love him and I miss him so much. That's why I constantly tell my wife while she was asleep, that's why now I'm overprotective about my family. I got to know where my wife's going, where my girl's going, what time y'all coming home. Then if it's in the middle of the night, if it's 12, 1 o'clock, I'm calling. "Hey, baby girl, you all right?" And it's just constantly, you know, I don't really sleep until I know they at home.
For family friend Whitney, she's hopeful that answers will come soon and give them a little bit of peace.
I think because of her faith, she's battling with accepting it because she doesn't have that closure to really say, okay, he's not coming back. And so that somewhat provides still like hope because she technically does not have a physical body, you know, to say, yes, he is deceased. I think she's going back and forth, honestly. And I think that it's one of those things where it's like your brain tells you one thing, but your heart tells you something else. Even when people go missing, it doesn't just obviously impact them you know, the person that's missing is the people that care and love them. So for me, his mom just having that closure, and even like his sisters, I mean, I would say really emphasizing that any information, you know, on what happened is like much, you know, appreciative and, you know, needed in this case, just so that they can start their, whether that be their grieving process or whatever, you know, everything's kind of standing in time, like you're waiting and waiting and waiting.
Despite her initial reservations about the police department's interest in working Tyrese's case, LaVance says she has to give them credit for the work they've done and the lengths they've gone to encourage people to come forward with information.
The Jacksonville Police Department, I have to give them their props. At first, I was like, they're not going to do good. But honey, I thank God for them. They have persevered for sure. They are doing awesome. And when I say awesome, I mean awesome. And I keep telling everybody, you know, they can only do work with what they got. People don't want to come forward and be honest. And this is what I tell folks. If you don't want to come forward and be honest, just keep your mouth closed. And that's how I feel. Let me tell you, we had a lady call us. She messaged my sister-in-law first. Then I asked her, was it okay if we called her? She said, yes. She said, well, she seen a video of what supposedly happened the night of Tyrese's disappearance. So, you know, I'm like, oh, this would be awesome if it comes to be a true fact. She was all, oh, I'll talk to the police. I'll do this and do that. When push came to shove, we ain't heard nothing else from you. The police even said they would drive to where you live to talk to you. And you don't answer their phone calls no more. You don't answer their messages. You don't answer nothing. There's just like nothing. So, you know, it's like giving a family some hope and then saying, psych, I take that back. Keep your mouth closed. And this, I'm not trying to be ugly. And that's why I say it in a nice way. I say, if you're not going to stand up, speak up, and follow through, then it's just best that you just kind of leave it between you and the Lord, because that's who you're going to have to deal with at the end. That's who you're going to have to deal with. You're not going to have to deal with me. You're going to have to deal with him. You know, I hear people, I can't even imagine. But you can imagine that you know some evidence, information about my son that you continue to sit your hands on. You don't have to imagine it, because God will make it real for you. People always say they can't imagine stuff. People have to understand in this world of good people and there's evil people. Sometimes we run into some of those evil ones, and that's when stuff becomes real. I've stayed the same since it took place, because I don't have no reason to switch up, because I know who I am. It's just, you know, sometimes you just want to tell people, just shut up. And I'm being honest, because if this was your situation, you'd want everybody to be jumping through hoops of fire to help you find your child or find your brother. Or find your cousin, find whoever is missing. You want people to jump through hoops of fire for you, but you don't even want to have the audacity to light the match.
Additionally, LaVance recognizes that if it wasn't for Tyrese's closest friend, they would have never been able to identify who Tyrese left with that night.
His best friend, honey, almost just like his brother, girl. He's the young man that Tyrese showed a picture of that girl to. We would not, let me tell you, we would not have a clue who these people was if Tyrese did not show him a picture of this young lady prior to him going to meet her, or prior to her picking him up. We would not even know who she was. That's God right there. They would have got away with this totally scot-free, because we wouldn't have had a clue who she was, and we would not have been able to have a clue who the other ones that was involved if he did not show him that picture. And he also sent, Joey sent, my son was calling because Joyce said they were supposed to get ready for the party. So Joyce said I kept calling him, and then his phone rung, and so said that somebody sent a message back. Well, Tyrese don't never use the word, what is it? The, like T-H-A, the young folks got the slang. But this particular night he came up missing. A message was sent to his best friend and said, I'm not going to the party. I'm spending the T-H-A night somewhere, he said. And he was like, what? So then Joey started calling, and then that's when the phone started working. 9:48. This took place that fast.
So what happened to Tyrese Gibson when he left his home to go to a party on August 22nd, 2020? Was there a plan hatched to rob him, or worse? Or did this have something to do with some stolen edibles? Whatever the reason, it certainly wasn't worth hurting Tyrese over. A small amount of marijuana, or a little bit of cash, is no reason to make a person disappear forever. Whatever happened to Tyrese, he didn't deserve it. He was a young man with so many opportunities and open doors ahead of him in life. He is loved by so many who simply want to know where he is and what happened that night. They are devastated by his absence. At the time of Tyrese's disappearance, he was 18 years old. He has black hair and brown eyes. He's approximately 6 feet tall and weighs around 180 pounds. He was last seen wearing black pants, white shoes, and a white t-shirt. If you have any information about Tyrese Gibson's disappearance, you're urged to call the Jacksonville, Texas Police Department at 903-586-2546. You can follow Tyrese's story on social media at Bring Tyrese Home.
It's like a pain that it just, I kind of explained it like you get a cut and then somebody pours salt and alcohol off in it and it just keeps burning. But you know you're going to make it through the burn, but it just still burning. You know, when I look at my children's pictures, it just, especially just Tyrese, you know, I, of course, honey, since they so close in age, they got a lot of pictures together. But when I look at Tyrese's pictures, sometimes I can't even look at them because I just get so sad and tears just begin to run down my face. But I know, and that's why I can stand with a smile on my face, because I know that God, he's in God's hands. Wherever he is, he's in God's hands, and the enemy will reveal what's taking place. But I know everything works in God's timing, and that's why I can stand confident when I say that, because I know everything works in his timing. But you know, it's just sad, because that's why I tell people now, hold on to your children. Hug your child a little tighter every day, because I never thought that this would be a reality in my life. It's been tough. It's just one of those things that, you know, some days your days are good and some days you kind of, you reel down like a roller coaster almost. That's how it feels, because, you know, I'm just waiting for the day that the door opens and he's like, oh, mama, I was just hiding from you. You know, well, we're praying he ain't out there dead. We're just praying he's somewhere lost. I keep saying my baby lost, not dead. He just lost.
That brings us to the end of episode 266. I'd like to thank everyone who spoke with us for this story. If you have a missing loved one that you'd like to have featured on the show, there's a case submission form at thevanishedpodcast.com. If you'd like to join in on the discussion, there's a page and discussion group on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at thevanishedpod and also on Instagram. If you enjoy this show, subscribe now and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. Do you want to help support the show? There are a couple things that you can do. One way to help The Vanished is by supporting our sponsors. You can find links and promo codes in the episode notes. Another way to support the show is by contributing on Patreon, where you can get early and ad-free episodes. Join me next week. I'll be covering a case from Arizona. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.